Diplomats from the U.S. and four Arab nations met yesterday for a rare summit in the southern desert of Israel. Egypt, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Morocco are considering a pitch from Israel to form a NATO-like military alliance against Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Naftali Bennett called the summit historic and said the Middle East is changing for the better.
We're working together to overcome the old forces of darkness and build a new future that's better, brighter, and promising.
Now, Iranians might disagree, as might Palestinians, whose talks with Israel have stalled for more than a decade. For more, we're joined by Neri Zilber. He's journalist and adjunct fellow at the Washington Institute, and he's based in Tel Aviv. Welcome.
Good to be back with you.
Now, this summit follows the normalization of diplomatic relations between Israel and many Arab nations. These are the so-called Abraham Accords signed during the Trump administration. But for some context, how significant is this meeting?
Well, it's quite significant. It's the first time, really, that senior representatives from all the Arab states that have diplomatic relations with Israel, save one, Jordan didn't attend, came to Israel on Israeli soil and very publicly embraced the Israeli government, represented yesterday by Foreign Minister Yair Lapid. And the statements were all very warm, embracing of Israel and a common vision for the future of the Middle East, as well as trying to present a united front and a common front against the common enemy in the Middle East, namely Iran.
Hmm. And the Israelis are calling for a military alliance against Iran. Specifically, what is Israel seeking? Is it likely to get it?
Well, the details are still being worked out, but Yair Lapid, the foreign minister yesterday, made no qualms about saying that they're trying to develop common capabilities along with all these various Arab states against their common enemies, and he name-checked specifically Iran and its proxies all across the region. And the thinking is that while a NATO-like alliance may be a bridge too far for now, a common defensive posture and a common defensive alliance may be in the cards in the near future, namely air and missile defense against Iran's missile arsenal and UAVs, as well as what they've been doing now for many years, sharing intelligence and other military assistance with each other. I should mention the timing of the summit isn't a coincidence. Israel, along with the various other Arab states, are greatly concerned about the looming Iran nuclear deal that the Biden administration may be renewing in the coming days, mm-hmm. perhaps. So it was an opportunity, too, for America's regional partners to air that directly with Secretary of State Blinken.
Yeah, and help us understand a little bit more about those views. As you said, the Biden administration is trying to bring back the 2015 international nuclear deal with Iran to withdraw sanctions in exchange for Tehran backing away from some nuclear activities. What is the concern of these participants in the meeting?
Well, Trump tore up this deal in 2018, and for the last few years, Iran's nuclear program has essentially run unchecked. That's on one side of the ledger. But the regional partners seem to be more concerned about Iran's aggressive behavior as they see it in the region through all these various proxies. And so the concern is that if you give Iran sanctions relief, that this will simply abet Iran's aggressive behavior in the region, no matter that the nuclear deal is precisely that. It's a non-proliferation agreement that's supposed to keep the nuclear program in check, and that the regional file, according to the Biden administration, should be handled separately. Israel and the various Arab states see it a bit differently, and that's where the concern lies.
Any word from Tehran about this potential alliance and what it means for Iran?
Well, they're obviously not happy with it, but they seem to be more focused on diplomacy vis-a-vis America, renewing the nuclear deal. That seems to be a shift on its part, seeing the benefits on its end of removing all these sanctions that have been in place now for several years and trying to safeguard the potential benefits of the nuclear agreement. But everyone at the moment, while diplomacy perhaps here in Israel yesterday was talking about, you know, a common shared future for the Middle East, a more hopeful and peaceful future, there is obviously this shared threat assessment on the part of Israel and its Arab neighbors vis-a-vis Iran, and that's not going away.
Finally, Neri, what happens next here, as far as future meetings, continuing talk about this potential alliance?
Well, it's interesting. Yair Lapid, the Israeli foreign minister, specifically said that this forum, what they call the Negev Summit, named after the desert in southern Israel where the meeting took place yesterday, will be a permanent feature, and that it will meet regularly, perhaps once a year, perhaps more, and that additional states in the region would be invited to join. Potentially Jordan, which has diplomatic ties with Israel, may be invited to come in. Jordan, Israel worked very hard to get a Jordanian representative there. Jordan politely and unofficially declined, as well as the Palestinians, that the Palestinians may in future be invited to join as well. But the Palestinians, you're not going to be surprised to hear, were unhappy that the summit was taking place in Israel, and that these various Arab foreign ministers did not deign to visit Ramallah in the West Bank, the de facto Palestinian capital. So more work to be done in terms of a more hopeful and peaceful future for the Middle East. But in terms of Israel and these various Arab states that convened yesterday, the future is now.
That is Neri Zilber in Tel Aviv. He's journalist and adjunct fellow of the Washington Institute. Neri, thank you for taking the time.
My pleasure.